As mentioned in previous shows, the spring and summer months belong to the songbirds. Many of our songbirds fly up to the Bay Area from their wintering grounds in the warmer climates of Central and South America. While many of our songbirds are seasonal migrants to this area, a few choose to stay year-round, and they are a delight to have in our own backyards. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the song sparrow. Welcome to Bay Birds. Song sparrows are year-round residents of the San Francisco Bay Area. They belong to the same family as other American sparrows, as well as towhees and juncos. Song sparrows are one of the most widespread and familiar songbirds in North America. They are identifiable by their numerous streaks of brown and gray along their body. But don't get too comfortable with this identification guideline, as the song sparrow coloration varies greatly from region to region. Because of their expansive distribution across North America, song sparrows can be found in many different habitats. Each habitat gives this bird a different set of challenges, and their coloration is one way of adapting to these differences. Song sparrows found in desert areas, such as the southwestern United States, are paler in color than their relatives in the Pacific Northwest, who are darker and streakier. The difference in their coloration helps them blend into the surroundings of their respective habitats. Although camouflage is an understandable explanation behind the color variation in song sparrows, scientists have recently found another astonishing reason behind these coloration differences. Parasitic organisms such as feather mites thrive in the wetter climates of the Pacific Northwest. These little parasites can cause some major problems for birds and can even result in their death. To combat these nasty parasites, song sparrows in wet climates have darker feathers due to the abundance of melanin, a pigment found in most animals, including humans. The abundance of melanin darkens the feathers, making the feathers tougher to degrade than lighter, less pigmented feathers. Without worries of parasites, these birds can sing to their full potential. Like their name suggests, the song sparrow is a songbird. Like many other songbirds, the song sparrow uses their song for two main reasons: to defend their territory, as well as to attract the mate. Like most other songbirds, the better the song, the more likely it is to attract the mate. But for female song sparrows, it isn't just the song they are attracted to, but the brain behind the song. Song sparrows have different songs depending on their territory, and neighboring sparrows will have more similar songs than foreign song sparrows. This makes it easier to determine who is a stranger and who is a neighbor. The regional dialect of their song also plays a big role in mate selection. In laboratory studies, female song sparrows are more attracted to a mate if he learns a song of the region, bringing new meaning to the saying, intelligence is attractive. To catch a glimpse of a song sparrow, keep your eyes peeled for these small, streaked birds hanging out in shrubs and trees around the Bay Area. They can be found in almost every habitat in the Bay Area, including the suburbs. See if you can pick up their regional dialects by hearing their song in one locale and comparing that to another. Hint, it helps to have a recording device to remember their song. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.